Football Friday.
We're ready to go out there and hit them every play right now, baby.
About 2 inches short, maybe less. Story of my life.
Personal foul, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
When I say Broncos for life, I meant that.
And on the way up, we're going to buy the kneecap off.
Now, here's Brady Hall.
I know. Keep up, Hooligans. Keep up. It is Thursday, but we are doing Football Friday right now. And that's just the way it's going to be. And because we're off tomorrow. We're bowling for turkeys with Weld Food Bank at Highland Park Lane. So I'm very excited about that. We're getting into some Football Friday. And you keep wanting to hit me with this Von Miller stuff. You keep trying to make me sad, Angel. I've moved on with my life now. And then you just keep bringing it back, and now I'm sad again. I miss the guy. I wish he could have been a part of the big Broncos win against the Cowboys. How do you think he was? How do you think he viewed that?
The Cowboys winning or the Broncos winning?
Yeah, and the week after he's traded.
Kind of feel a little weird, especially because the Rams lost the same night.
Yeah.
So it's like a little, ugh, I lost, my old team won in a good way. Like, oh, maybe I should have stayed. Or
yeah, I mean,
I really liked that little soundbite, so I keep using it. And I was feeling a little throwback because, you know, Cam's back with the Panthers.
Yeah, Cam's back with the Panthers,
man. What's
going on? What is happening here? People are just going all over the place.
Are we traveling back in time or are we going forward in time? Because it's 2016 and it's Friday.
It's weird.
What's going on?
It's a bizarre time in our lives. It's a very bizarre time in our lives. But, well, the other thing for Vaughn is as you look at it, and you see Jonathan Cooper get two sacks, you know, the guy that kind of replaced him. So can the Broncos keep it up? Can they keep doing it? Was the 30-16 win fool's gold? That's the question. Was it an off day for the Cowboys? Was it, you know, Dak coming back? They're just trying to get in the swing of things. It was just one of those games for them. Was it one of those adrenaline-filled games for the Broncos where they could do no wrong? Even bad teams have games like that. I remember back, and again, it was against the Cardinals, but I remember of another Von Miller memory, the we're going to kick their blank. They destroyed Arizona, and they looked like, I mean, again, it was a bad Arizona team. But Denver looked perfect. They looked absolutely perfect. Was this a case of everybody's doubting us, it's us against the world, and we're coming out with more fire than we've ever come out with? And again, you can't play the if game, but if Dallas converts those first two fourth down conversions they go for in two possessions in a row, it'd be hard to believe that they don't go down score. Because Denver, I mean, it wasn't like Denver, the very first possession, Dallas has a return to like the 50-yard line. Then I think Dallas got a first down, and then they end up going for it on fourth down, and they miss it barely. Denver got the push. But, I mean, they looked so good in that game. I mean, you're seeing guys like Kyle Fuller, who's been struggling. You were wondering if the Broncos should trade him, and I'm sure they had call, or I'm sure they tried, or maybe they made calls to see. But you had him playing at a high level. Pat Surtain goes out, doesn't play the second half, and you still have guys playing at an extremely high level. And so now you look at this situation and say, was it just one of those games where maybe the Cowboys came down to earth a little bit and then the Broncos just played out of their mind? They're 5-4, though, so you can't say the Broncos are a bad team. It's hard to say that they're a bad team, even if they would have lost that. Because bad teams are, like, bad. They're losing two, they're winning, like, two games. Those are, the Jags. The Jags are a bad team. The Broncos, before the Cowboys game, were probably considered, okay, you can beat the 10 worst teams in the league. It's going to be a battle to beat the teams that are kind of mediocre. And then you're not going to beat good teams. That was probably what you would say about Denver. That's what I would say anyway. They weren't an awful team. They were just, you thought before Dallas, they're not going to beat any decent teams. Well, now you beat Dallas. And Dallas, before that game, we thought, this could be a Super Bowl contender. This could be the year that Dak Prescott and company go that far. One of them. NFC's stacked. So you could make a case at that point for Dallas, for Green Bay. The Rams, the list goes on and on in the NFC. Arizona. But then you win 30-16, and everybody looks perfect. I mean, it's hard to pick anything wrong. The fourth quarter, sure, they played prevent defense. Dallas goes and scores 16 points, but I don't think anybody's concerned about that. I'm certainly not. So what was it? And again, you go up against an Eagles team. They're what, a three-win team? They're not very good. They're trying to just figure things out. Jalen Hurts has had a nice year. You know, he's thrown for almost 2,000 yards, 11 touchdowns to four picks. He's actually had he's a good player. But around him, they're just not there yet. You know, he leads the team in rushing, as well as obviously stud quarterback. He's been a nice pickup for them. But he's been sacked 15 times. He's fumbled it three times. So he's not perfect, but he's good. He's decent. Philadelphia is just not that great around him. I actually thought Philly was going to turn it around a little bit this year. Sitting at 3-6, they're just not where. I mean, but again, they can pull themselves back out of this thing. But it's been a rough couple of weeks for them. After beating Atlanta in that first week, 30-6 or something like that, almost shut them out. They haven't really been able to get their hold. You know, they have wins over Detroit and Carolina. So Philly's just not overall a good team. So this is where you look at it. And Denver, I think Denver's a three-point favorite in this game. The pressure's on. The pressure is on for you because you just got your biggest win since the Super Bowl. I think that that's fair to say because there were no other games this late in the season. I think Vance Joseph, like I talked about earlier, when they were 3-6, they won three in a row. Those were big games collectively, but this game put the Broncos over 500 with an opportunity to go two games over 500 and go on a bye week. So it's and it's a great team that they just beat. So it's a very critical week for the Broncos going forward. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043, 888-530-0043. Teddy's been good. He looked amazing last week. That was the best game he'd had in a while. He looked sharp in those first three games. He struggled since. But it comes back to this. Can Pat Shurmur continue to swallow his pride and go against what he wants to do? He doesn't want to be a ground-and-pound guy. He doesn't want... I mean, he doesn't seem like it anyway. You look at the numbers, Melvin Gordon, 21 carries, and Javonte Williams, 17 carries. You don't see a lot of Pat Shurmur games like that, but that's what it's going to take, I'm telling you. It's weird that it's taken this long for Shurmur. My fear is if Philly goes up early for some reason, they go up 7-0, does Pat Shurmur, you know, freak out, pee down his leg a little bit? Oh, no, we're down. Time to Teddy Bridgewater, air it out. That's my fear, is that you have Pat Shurmur revert back to his ways of saying, no, this is how I win games. We air it out, which you shouldn't be doing anyway with Teddy Bridgewater. You need to be running the ball. And Javonte Williams has I think he's named the AFC Rookie of the Week. He has taken people are talking about him nationally now. And so you need to pay him the respect. I mean, it's 17 carries, 111 yards, 6.5 yards per carry. Those numbers are going to get it done. This guy is going to fall forward. He's one of those backs where he gets hit, he's going to get you three more yards after that hit. He's going to fall forward for 3 yards. Those are the best running backs to have. They chip away at you. And so you really are looking at a situation where if they can stick to that script, even if they get down 14-0, I think they win games. Then you turn the page. You go over to the defensive side of the ball. They were perfect. And they were, again, we've documented it with all of the linebackers out. Kenny Young's a player now. He's a good player. He's making plays out there. His last two games, he's made some nice plays. Denver could walk away from this if Kenny Young continues to produce and Vaughn's just kind of a guy for the Rams. George Payton could walk away, and this could be one of the sneakiest, quietest, best trades that he'd ever make in his career. Trades a Von Miller, who's, come on, let's face it, kind of on his way out the door in the league. Maybe got a couple years, maybe stays a couple years as a drifter. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see how good he is with the Rams. But you could have Kenny Young, which you got the week before, which wasn't part of the Von Miller trade, but you sure wonder if it was like a discussion. So you get Kenny Young, you get the second, you get the third round picks. And you're winning games. You probably weren't going to have Von come back anyway because of the contract situation. So Denver could really make out like bandits in this game. But my fear is, again, is this defense, at the beginning of the season, we thought, okay, this defense on paper could be elite. They could be very good. Deep at corner, they like their pass rush. Bradley Chubb, Von Miller are going to be together, both healthy. And it never worked out. Chubb was never really healthy. Doesn't sound like he's returning anytime soon, according to Vic Fangio today. Vaughn never really got it cooking except for, you know, the first three games. You lose your inside linebackers. The depth at corner was severely hurt because Kyle Fuller wasn't playing at a high level. So this team was, they didn't meet those expectations we had for them in the first 4 or 5 weeks. Then you're all right against Washington. And then you're world beaters against Dallas. And that was the defense we expected. But I don't think we expected any of these guys to be the stars. Jonathan Cooper with 2 sacks. Kenny Young with 3 tackles. you didn't expect that. Nate Harrison, who had some nice coverage. I mean, just some solid play from guys we didn't expect. So maybe this team in a roundabout way, the depth is going to end up being the key factor for Denver's defense going forward. So Philadelphia team that Denver should certainly beat if they keep to that script. If Pat Shurmur goes crazy and goes back to, hey, we're going to run the ball, or we're going to throw the ball again, we're going to let Teddy run the show, and we'll occasionally hand it off to Melvin Gordon when everybody in the stadium predicts it. Stick to the script that you had against the Cowboys, and I think you're going to win several games, and you're probably going to be a playoff team. 17 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, let's take a look at CSU Air Force. No UNC this week. They have a bye, and then their final game of the season. Okay, whatever. CSU Air Force, CU playing UCLA this week, and Brendan Lewis he's grown up before our very eyes. So we're going to get to all that Football Friday on a Thursday. I know it's confusing. We'll be right back.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jenny Kavanagh from AT&T Sports Tonight, your host for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to the whole show on KFKA. Fire up the South.
Welcome back to the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We are live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. We rock out in here. We rock out in the studio. We're bringing in for a special Football Friday / bowling talk, Tanner Schwint, host of NoCo Now, king of the terrible takes. Terrible take, Tanner. 3 T's.
That's Susan and Cheryl, man. It takes a lot on me.
It takes a lot for them to boo you.
They just hurt.
Now they forgot how.
I just
had an air guitar played
in my face.
That's what happens in here. Angel knows. We rock out in here, man. This isn't country music where we're trying to sing everybody to sleep and lullaby.
I am not terrible take Tanner. I am a terrific take Tanner.
Terrible take Tanner.
A lot of people have called me terrific take Tanner.
All my takes
are terrific.
Your mom?
Oh, people. No. Wonderful people. Some of the smartest people out there.
Well, your mom is smart, but she has to say nice things about you because she's your mom.
She missed that memo a long time ago if she had to.
Bowling for turkeys. We're doing that tomorrow with World Food Bank. Should be a lot of fun at Highland Park Lanes.
I have randomly become the official spokesperson for this event. I think it's because I want to win so much. Was on with Brian Gary. We've got Team A KFKA.
Is that because of me? Let's face it. We're Team A because of me.
No.
I tend to be pretty good bowler.
You're okay.
No, I'm a pretty good bowler.
You're okay.
No, I beat you every time we play.
Not every time.
Like once, you beat me once out of like 30 times.
No.
The last 10 times we played, how many times have you won?
Probably 5.
No, I beat you like 3 times on Friday.
Yeah, you had a good day.
Is this Wii bowling or regular bowling?
Oh, I would crush you at Wii bowling.
I don't even know what that is, so probably.
I would. Yeah. But no, I don't own a Wii because if I'm playing
video games, I want to sit down and relax. If I want to actually go do physical activity, I go do it.
You can sit down and play a Wii.
You can. I would say you're probably a 60. You beat me probably 60% of the time.
75%.
60.
Yeah.
60. We've had some epic bowl offs before. Remember the first time? First time we bowled together?
How could I forget the first time we bowled?
You can't.
Together.
You can't. Over in Fort Collins, it was a magical day. We went back and forth.
Oh, yeah. But that, I mean, I was rusty that day. Plus, I didn't know you that well. I was trying to be cool with you.
None of that happened. None of that happened. I wasn't even old enough to drink yet, and I was beating Brady. So, there's that. I think I've gotten progressively worse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, at bowling?
Yeah. I'm the king of nines. I need somebody out there to help me figure out why I can't just get the strike. I'm hitting pockets. I bowl really hard. I'm hitting the right spot, but there's always just one flipping pin still standing somewhere, and I can't pick it up.
I wish I could help you out, man.
You said heavier ball is what you said.
I just threw it out there, man.
I think it could be.
That could be the case.
We're going to try that tomorrow. I'm working on the bracket right now, so we've got 8 teams in this thing tomorrow.
So if I get a hooligan or two that wants to be in on this?
I would need 2 teams.
We need 2 teams then.
I'm kind of Joe Lenardi here with the bracket. I gotta have 2 teams to make this work. But yeah, it's going to be fun. And you know, injuries happen in bowling, so you know, you have a sub ready to go or something like that. But it's from 2 to 5 tomorrow at Highland Park.
Are you already setting up for your excuse to be bad? Injuries do happen in bowling.
2 to 5 tomorrow, Highland Park Lanes. There's going to be a really cool trophy that we're going to be taking home with us after the day is over. But we're supporting the World Food Bank, so even if you can't bowl, can't get a team together, pop by, say hello. We're raising money and turkeys for the World Food Bank, so come out, say hi. I'm sure there's going to be an adult beverage or two set up at the tables. And so realistically, now 8 teams that we've got to beat. It's double elimination that we're going to be doing. We're winning this thing, right? You see kind of the competition. You got the Tavern team coming in, On the Rocks Liquors coming in. You've got some of these teams. We got KFKB.
You got the Greeley Mob Mixer crew coming in, too. They're going to compete in this thing.
Right. And we got KFK Team B that's going to be going, too. I love that Team B is Angel, Mike Danson, the color commentator for Preps, Cody Wilson. And then I love that we have labeled Team B. We put the owner of KFKA on Team B.
I don't know how good he is.
I don't know either. But I think that we're walking away with this thing. Yeah. I really do think so.
I think so. We'll probably do that. It's a great cause, though. We're asking folks to bring turkeys out. If you're having a hard time finding turkeys, I don't know if that's a thing.
It is.
It is a thing. Then you can just pay. Then you can just bring out, I think it's like the equivalent of like $160.
Right around there, yep. That's what we're looking for tomorrow. So
they'll. I know World Food Bank's going to be participating as well. So a great team. We love Weston and Stephanie.
Weston seems like he could be a pretty good bowler.
Yeah, he's got that beard. He just looks like a wizard of sorts. So
he'll just be getting ready to bowl a gutter ball and use his mind powers to bring it back and get a strike.
All right, so let me ask you football stuff. Because I'm trying to make my picks, so I'd like to obviously go opposite of whatever it is you do. Air Force is only a 2.5-point favorite.
Air Force by a million. I don't see any way that CSU hangs close. That was a demoralizing. You're taking CSU, aren't you?
No, it's just you're so confident, and that's why your takes have been so infamously bad because you are so confident
Name
about
one
them.
One bad take.
Well, Joker would be out for 5 games.
I said
Aaron Rodgers this summer.
Well, yeah.
Aaron Rodgers. That's not that bad a one because there's
He's
still speculation.
He lies about COVID. Do we really want that here?
Yeah. Yes. The Joker thing, I just thought the NBA was going to be a little more harsh. They have a tendency to not like...
Fire Steve Adazio
like that
after
stuff.
Game one of his life.
Looks like I was right.
Well, they haven't fired him.
But they
unless
should.
You're seeing something that I...
I said that they should, not that they could. They could at any point. They should fire him now. But Air Force is going to win by a million, and that was just a demoralizing
like they're
loss.
Actually going to win by a million.
Yeah, it'll be 1-0 tomorrow or Saturday.
Air Force doesn't score a lot.
That was just such a demoralizing game for them to lose up in Wyoming like they did and to give up 385 yards on the ground.
Yeah.
And now Air Force, ironically enough, runs the ball
That's
a
all
whole
they do.
Lot.
That's all they do.
And so I just don't think they get it turned around quick enough. I think Air Force handles it. In fact, I don't think CSU wins another game. I mean, the Hawaii game, maybe, but they're not beating Nevada.
They have Air
at this
Force,
point.
Hawaii, and Nevada, right?
Yeah, they're not beating Nevada at this point. So I think you go 3-9 on the year. And I think I think the spread's ridiculous. I think I personally would go all in on Air Force. Like $1 million if you have
what else? See you. See you. We got picks coming up later.
Yeah. See you, UCLA. I like CU to cover the 17. I think that's where
and
it's
nobody
at.
Has any faith in CU.
No.
Every game the last like 5 weeks has been like plus 20.
But it seems like they. I know they lost pretty aggressively to Oregon, but it seems like they. That's when they kind of figured out. Oh, hey, we can score the ball a little bit, and then coming back with that. The fact that they beat Oregon State. When you have a college kid kick a 60-yard field goal to tie it as time expired there, like, you don't see 60-yard field goals in college ever. They've still battled through, found a way to win that game. I think that the tide may be turning a little bit on CU. I love CU plus the 17.
UNC doesn't play this weekend.
I'll take the bye week. The bye week's minus 2.5.
Broncos and Philadelphia. You were out on Denver a long time ago, and now they're 5-4. How do you feel about that?
I wasn't out on them.
Angel? What does the record show? What does the record show? He can't. This is like putting him in such a tough spot right now.
I wasn't out on him.
No comment.
I wasn't.
Here it comes.
I wasn't out on him.
Here it comes.
I didn't like what they were doing. I was down on him. I wasn't out on him.
Really?
Yeah.
A take is a take, Tanner.
They're still not a playoff team. I still don't think they're a playoff team. That's what I said.
Oh, they're playing.
I said they're going to beat bad teams. Philadelphia's a bad team. I think Denver covers a 2.5.
I think it's, is it 2.5?
2.5 or 3.
Has
either way.
It's the way to go.
I like Denver on that one.
How about tonight?
Your boy, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. A guy you said, he also, one of your takes is that he'll be out of the league in 3 years.
Yep. I stand by that. I'm not backing away from that. I'm not backing away from that. He runs way too much. He's going to get injured. It's going to be
bad. The most electrifying man in all of entertainment.
It's true.
For 3 more years, maybe. He'll be gone. But yeah, they beat Miami badly tonight. 7.5.
But Lamar's unlike any. Yeah, he's unlike anything you've ever seen, though. He's not Michael Vick. He is more of a runner that can throw. So I think his body is built differently. I think he can avoid injuries.
But
other quarterbacks are susceptible.
He still takes too big of hits. I mean, he still doesn't understand. Hey, I mean, this was the talk of Baltimore. For some reason, my Twitter thread got all Baltimore Ravens stuff on it, and Harbaugh was really upset that Lamar would not get out of bounds. He's still prone to take that big hit. And Brady, you know, it just takes one. It just takes one, and that's why I say that it's a 3-year lifespan here left for Lamar Jackson. He's been better this year than I have given him credit for in the past. But I still think that it's still. But yeah, tonight they win by a lot. They cover the 7.5 by a lot. I like them minus 10. So you can buy back points. You can increase your odds.
Just, I'm not that addicted to gambling.
You could tease it up where it's Baltimore minus 10.
I'm just a simple spread kind of guy.
I think that you should do that. Win more money.
I honestly, it's just fun to do it. I throw a dollar at games.
I don't know how you do that.
It's just fun.
I have no idea how you do just a dollar at a time. It's like, oh man, I'm going to lose a dollar.
Well, it's better than being a compulsive gambler that's buying points in a game. I'd like to buy 10 points. That's when you know you're in trouble.
It's smart. Buy it up 10. You think they're going to blow out?
Have you made a pretty good chunk of change?
Oh yeah. I'm up a lot.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you up?
Yeah. My FanDuel is definitely not locked right now because I was gambling too much. Not at all. Not at all. I do like Baltimore by a bunch tonight.
It's not locked.
Can I borrow your FanDuel? your DraftKings? I wouldn't say compulsive until I start drinking.
No, I don't think you're compulsive.
Until I start drinking and then.
But you don't. It, I mean.
I like a wager. I like to bet. You want to put some money on that?
What is it from The Office, Kevin Malone? You're a gambling man. You play the ponies. I do gamble, Michael. Yes. That is totally. And then you find out Kevin's like actually a big time gambler.
He's got what was the bet? I've got on somebody. He got an actor on winning a what's the music award?
Mellencamp? No, I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Joke didn't land.
Yeah.
My bad. That one's on me.
It didn't land.
That one, that's all. So we got some money on us tomorrow?
Are you jonesing
some side wagers? You know that's what's got.
Between you and I? Always.
No, well, I'm going to do that. I'm going to get a side wager with you.
Yeah.
Because that's when you play your best. But I'm going to go put more money on the other team at that point because I know you're going to ball out. Brian Gary is the king of psychological warfare, so he's going to be talking the trash. Clark Johnson's the wild card in this. Depends on what Clark we get.
Clark's the spin ball guy, right?
He is. If we get locked in Clark, and he's game planning already too. He goes, I think I have to have two beers before I go. Because I think that's where that just loosens me up a little bit.
Clark has to have two beers. You need to gamble on something. Man, we're
degenerate.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, you hang out with us, so you're guilty by association.
We work together.
Oh.
He's the boss. We kind of have to hang out with him.
You guys have to hang out.
Thought I had a friend there for a second.
You had to be
just
my...
Just a coworker.
You have to be my friend. Not even coworker. all right, Tanner.
Lock it in. Air Force by a million. This weekend, put it on there. There's your lock. I'm calling it a lock.
What else? I wanted to ask you some other things, too. It's Football Friday, so I don't want to get too deep into the Nuggets stuff. But
I was wrong on the Joker. Corey Brewer, Will Barton, is that what you were going to bring up?
Oh, yeah. You compared those two today.
They are. They're both erratic scorers off the bench. The consistency is not there. You can have nights where Will Barton or Corey Brewer is going to save the game, and you're going to have nights that
Barton's starting, though, so yeah. Like, that's different.
Right, because the Nuggets are ravaged by injuries.
Yeah, no, he's still starting anyway.
No.
Yes. He's starting anyway. Well, on that note, 36 minutes after the hour, Bowling for Turkey should be a lot of fun at Highland Park Lanes. We are very excited about that.
It's going
to
be
given back to World Food Bank. And I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. $25, I think, feeds like how many families for just $25?
Well, and right. And it's a time where, you know, the prices of everything going up. So some of those families that were borderline, you know, whether they were going to be able to have a meal that we can sometimes take for granted, you know, they're going to be relying on the World Food Bank.
I had a meeting yesterday. Here's a World Food Bank store. I had a meeting yesterday, a business owner now. And he talked about how much World Food Bank means to him because they helped his family out. And now what is he doing? He is running a business that's helping out this local economy.
Yeah.
So that's where, you know, there are people that like don't know a lot about World Food Bank, and they just picture, you know, when you think of homeless people or people that are hungry, you just have an image in your mind. And that's not the hobo on the side of the railroad tracks. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about families that, like you said, just put them right below that line. They have a home and everything. They are working like crazy to make ends meet. And suddenly a bad time strike. You lose your job, whatever, especially now more than ever.
Exactly right.
So a boost and a handout and a help up can go along.
Yeah, in the last year, I mean, everything that we've seen, I know World Food Bank was incredibly busy last year about this time. You're seeing some of the same tendencies that we saw last year start to rear their ugly head again this year. It goes for a great cause. And I think, you know, if I've got my numbers right, Brady, if all the team's in and everything like that, between the turkeys or any cash or donations that way, the Bowling for Turkeys this year is going to raise over $1,000 for the World Food Bank.
Wow.
which is really cool. And it's honestly quite a bit more than that. But it's really cool. What we're doing here is awesome, and next year it's only going to be bigger, and that trophy's coming home with me.
Well, it's a team.
No, it's coming with me.
So
it's coming with me.
Shouldn't it be at the station?
I'm going to steal it and run out. You will not be able to catch me, and I will be gone until I lose it gambling. No, I'm just kidding.
It's my last thing.
I'm just kidding.
38 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out of here. Thanks, Tanner. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. It's kind of an interesting version of Football Friday today, as we're doing something fun tomorrow. So we're going to be out bowling with World Food Bank. We're trying to raise some turkeys for the bank, too. I got this from Highland Park Lanes as well. For the teams out there, if for anybody that bowls a turkey, three strikes in a row, they're going to donate some turkeys. So that'll be kind of cool. The odds of somebody's going to land that, right?
That's pretty clever. I like that.
I would imagine.
I don't get strikes that often, but
I got a turkey the other day, so I don't do it very often, but
I get about maybe two strikes a game on a good game.
Oh, that's good.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm excited about it.
It's going to be on a different lane than what I'm used to, so I have to make some adjustments.
Yeah, like away. It'll be away.
Yeah.
Like not at home. Not in your home turf.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Broncos are on their home turf going up against Philadelphia, and they are 3-point favorites in this one. boy, this is an interesting time for Denver. No question about it. This is a time for them where they could really put themselves, I don't want to say in the driver's seat in this AFC West, but this is an opportunity that's that has not been around for Denver in a while. You know, they start their season 3-0. We were still skeptical. Now that you beat Dallas, suddenly you have some believers thinking, okay, you beat Philadelphia, you're 6-4 going into the bye, and then you have the Chargers in front of you. So you look at the AFC West, they've all got 5 wins. So so the Chargers are going up against the Vikings. Probably win. They're 3-point favorites in that one, but they're probably going to get that one. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe the Vikings have something. It's do or die for them. They're 3-5. They have to find a way to win. But then the Chiefs and the Raiders play on Sunday night. So someone's going to lose that game. I have no idea. The Chiefs are favored by 2.5, and it's in Las Vegas. But who would you rather lose this game for Denver as far as the chances, right? I think you want the Chiefs because the feeling is that the Chiefs are just going to start clicking at some point. When does that feeling go away? I still feel like they're going to.
I don't know. I feel like we've been saying that every week now, and we're just getting continual disappointing performances.
Well, Mahomes from them. Just doesn't look right.
Doesn't look right.
Well, the defense is bad. Their defense is awful. I said this at the beginning. I mean, just because you went and buy a bunch of shiny new objects doesn't mean that it's going to work. That brand new offensive line had never worked together before.
And OBJ is not going to fix it.
No. Is that what's going to happen?
That's rumored that it's either the Packers, Chiefs, or some other team.
Interesting.
He's going to wait until after this week.
Yeah, the Saints in that mix. Was the Saints in that? I think the Saints were in that mix. I don't see that. I think that, to me, that compounds the problem for the Chiefs is the fact that, I mean, does that put more pressure on Mahomes to throw? You would think not, but OBJ was mad that Baker Mayfield wasn't getting him the ball. And Cleveland kind of thinks a lot of Baker Mayfield, although they haven't got their contract figured out just yet. But that's an interesting one. I think you want the Chiefs to lose because we all like the Raiders beat the Chiefs this week, and then the Chiefs are 5-6 or 5-5, and then the Broncos move up in the standings a little bit because I just get the feeling that at some point they're going to turn it around, and you hope that it's not during or leading up to the Broncos game.
So you're hoping the Broncos could split their division games and then get one or two other ones in the division.
Yeah, pretty much, right? Because you should beat the Eagles. That gets you 6. You beat the Chargers at home? No, you don't think so? You think they lose both games to the Chargers?
Is it in L.A. or Denver?
No, this one's at home. This one's in Denver.
That's a little far out for me to think about.
Yeah, that's 3 weeks because they got their bye.
It's a bye week, so yeah.
I could see that. I know we got to take a break. I could see that happening. So that would put you at 7 wins. And then you're at Kansas City. You probably lose that game. Home against Detroit, you're at 8 wins. Home against the Bengals, you're at 9 wins. On the road against Vegas, maybe so. And then you're home or you're at the LA and the Chargers. That's a that late stretch is tough. Raiders, Chargers, home against the Chiefs. So you could be at 9 wins with 3 games remaining, 3 division games remaining, and you got to try to find a way to win. I would imagine 1 to get into the playoffs, get to the 10-win mark. Maybe it's 11 now. All right, we'll wrap up on the other side. We got picks coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Krista Mateo, your UNC women's basketball coach, and you are listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
It is time to bust into the picks here for the weekend. We're off tomorrow, so we're making them early. All right, here we go. Looking at this one first. No UNC football this weekend. They're on a bye. They finish the season next week. CSU plays Air Force, so that handles 2 teams right there. The Rams are a 2.5-point underdog, just 2.5. What do they know? I'm not biting. I'm taking Air Force to cover the 2.5. That was tough. I almost leaned in. I almost did. See you at UCLA. I don't think the Buffs win this game. I do think they cover 17. I like them covering 17. For the Broncos hosting the Philadelphia Eagles, easy. I think Denver wins, and I think they cover the -3. At least what I checked was -3. I think the Broncos find a way to get it done, and we are happy campers if you're in Broncos country, because you go to 6-4 heading into your bye week, and you let things play out a little bit. So should be very interesting. My NFL pick, I do like the Chiefs to win and cover, what was that, 2.5. I do like the Chiefs to win by at least a touchdown against the Raiders. That's going to do it for us. We're going to be back at it live on a Monday. We got high school state volleyball all day. We're starting around 9 o'clock tomorrow, so we're excited about that. Good night, Northern Colorado.